West Australians head to the polls in just over 2 weeks. Last night, the state's Labor Premier, Mark McGowan, and Liberal Opposition Leader, Zach Kirkup, faced off in the only leaders' debate of the campaign. Though the event hardly seemed worth it. 24 hours earlier, the Liberal leader conceded he can't win, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
While it's no secret Western Australia's state opposition is facing a tough election, WA voters didn't expect Liberal leader Zach Kirkup to concede defeat a fortnight out from polling day.
It won't convince me to vote for him.
I think it's a defeatist attitude, saying that he's beaten before he even starts.
I think he's just saying what's obvious. Everybody knows that that McGowan's going to win, so I think, yeah, it's just realistic he's not going to win. That doesn't mean he shouldn't try, and we still need an opposition, so I think the stronger the opposition is, you know, the better the system works.
I think he's too young, immature for his job.
He's just lacking confidence within his party, I guess.
And of course, the Liberal leader's own assertion that his party can't win was the first question posed during the leader's debate. Mr Kirkup rejects the assertion he's given up. Rather, he says his focus is on preventing a landslide Labor victory.
The reality is I haven't given up, and I'm fighting harder than ever before, together with my local Liberal candidates, to make sure that when Labor are returned, if that's the case, that this Premier has the right level of checks and balances there in the WA Parliament.
But Mark McGowan pounced.
When I was fighting to keep cruise ships out of WA that could have been COVID positive, I didn't give up. When we're fighting to get a fairer share of the GST, I didn't give up. And if the attitude that you give up had been in play over the course of the last year, where would Western Australia be now?
It's the Premier's actions over the past year, including his hard border stance, that's seen his popularity soar during the pandemic. And as political commentator Peter Kennedy says, the opposition's already coming off a low base in the lower house.
Well, the Liberal Party's only got 13 out of 59 seats, and they won't win 13. They're going to lose seats, which is extraordinary. Some Liberals have said to me, you know, it might be 5 or 6 seats that they win. Other Liberals have told me, no, Peter, that's wrong. It'll be around 9 or 10. You know, 10 out of 59 in Western Australia, the party of people like David Brand, Charles Court, Richard Court, reduced to figures like that, single-digit figures in the state parliament, you wouldn't have seen it coming.
And many of Western Australia's 1.7 million registered voters have already made up their mind. More than 13,000 people took the opportunity to cast their ballots on the first day that early voting centres opened on Wednesday. And there are 260,000 applications for postal votes so far, which is already more than double the amount in the 2017 state election. Despite the poor poll numbers and early votes, Peter Kennedy says the decision by the opposition leader to concede defeat already is staggering.
Well, it's unprecedented. And I guess it's Mr Kirkup stating the obvious. I think most people realise that he can't lead the Liberals to victory. And I think that's the reality, and probably trying to get a message out to voters, wavering Liberal voters. Hey, you might be thinking of voting for Labor and Mr McGowan, but look, don't forget us. Keep us in mind. Come back to us.
Do you think that's an effective strategy?
Time will tell. But they haven't got, many things to try, the Liberals, just at the moment. The Labor and Mr McGowan have been so dominant. So I think, as far as the Liberals are concerned, a lot of Liberals, former Liberal voters, have been thinking of switching over to Labor because of the way Mr McGowan has led in the past 12 months. And it's an appeal to them because it's very important, and we'll hear this more, I think, very important that Western Australia, any parliament, have a strong opposition. And the way things are heading at the moment, there won't be.
Veteran political commentator Peter Kennedy ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.